The situation was so bad. There were long waking hours, no food, being forced to wait even if you are tired, even if you are sick. And the food, sometimes I couldn't even eat. I can even eat one meal per day.
So now what is the situation? The last time we spoke to you, you were still working for your employers who had hired you from Zimbabwe. But what's the situation now?
I ran away to the Zimbabwe embassy. That's where I'm getting help. But now I don't have money to buy tickets. I managed to run away with my passport.
When did you actually leave your employer and what prompted you to make that move?
Yesterday, around 6:30, because the living conditions were not good. I can't work like a slave. I can't work like that anymore.
What were your duties?
I was supposed to clean about 15 rooms per day, taking care of 5 kids who were going to school. And one day, my madam, she forced me to wash her pajamas with period hand wash, not machine wash. So I refused. She attempted to beat me.
And you say that you left around 6. Was that 6 in the morning? And why did you choose that time?
6:30 in the morning. I chose that time because they were sleeping kids. They go out to school around 6. So then madam and papa, they wake up at 11, 12 p.m.
Were there any cameras in the house and were you not afraid of being caught out?
Yes, they were. I was afraid, but I had no option. I prayed to God, please, God, help me out. There were cameras, but I was afraid of being caught, but I just made myself strong.
So take us through what you did when you decided to leave.
I just wake up in the morning. I wear the uniform, which they call Kadama's uniform. Then I go downstairs, prepare for the kids. When the kids go, I go up to my room, remove the uniform, take all my clothes, take what is mine. I did not take anything that belongs to them. Then take my passport and run away. I had some money in my pocket from last month's pay. So I took a cab and I gave the cab driver the address which I had, and he took me to the embassy.
On arrival at the embassy, what happened?
I was very welcomed, and they say, you are very clever. They thanked me for managing to run away with my documents. So they said, if you had money or ticket, you should have gone home today or even tomorrow. So they say, we are now waiting for your sponsor if she can buy me a ticket, but I don't think so because I ran away.
And how much is the ticket, and what is your family saying?
My family is saying they don't have money right now. The ticket is about $600, $700.
And also, just take us through your own life. How old are you, and what made you decide to go and take up this work?
I turned 22 years old on the 4th of April this month. I decided to come to Kuwait because the agents lied to us that we're going to work in a restaurant, being given $1,000 in salary. So in Zimbabwe, I'm selling Mabiru. So I decided to come to Kuwait because the better salary.
So as we speak right now, where are you?
I'm at the shelter.
Are there other Zimbabwean girls or women there with you?
Yes.
And what are their situations? What are they saying?
Some of them, they are worse, but their employer sponsors, they are buying tickets for them.
And what is your wish?
I wish to go home. I wish my family had money to feed me so that I could go home.